Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Hello, beautiful. Today I'm joining you pretty late at night. My son is finally asleep in bed, and I was settling down with a special tea blend that I mixed myself. It's a sugar balance tea. And I was thinking about how over the past few years, I've slowly evolved my home to really be a sacred sanctuary for myself. And when I say sacred, I really mean intentional. Something that has intention and thought around the beauty that's in it, the way that it supports me and my family. And I wanted to share with you some details about how to create a healing sanctuary in your home, because this is really, really important for us divine feminine CEOs, because we are doing so much of the time, and wearing so many hats that we really need the things that support us to be accessible. And we really need to exist in a space that inspires us, that holds us in compassion and love. Because we don't always get that from the other parts of our life when we're out in the world doing our work, when we are in an office, if you work in an office. But for many of us, especially with COVID, we've had to spend more time at home. And your home may or may not be set up to really support you in that way. I know a lot of us scrambled to set up home offices when work closed, when schools closed. And we had to kind of live in a new way. So I want to explore this and take it really a step further today so that you can create a space that is so deeply healing, that is so supportive. So when you walk through your front door, you just breathe a sigh of relief and know that you are divinely supported in your space, because this is so important. We talked on the last episode about how to make supportive swaps in your life to fill your cup with energy. And when you start to make your home a healing sanctuary, it has the same effect. It's all those little micro shifts that add to your cup and start to fill your heart with love, with energy that you can then pour back into yourself, into your work, and into your family. So we'll talk about a few different tools that you can use, and then some really easy things that you can do in different rooms of your house to support yourself as the divine sacred being that you are. So let's talk first about the kitchen, because as I said, I'm sitting here with my sugar balance tea and it's so yummy. It's a mix of cinnamon, fenugreek, and turmeric and ginger. Very simple. And what I actually do is I order spices and dry goods bulk from an organic spice company, and I put them in big mason jars in my kitchen. And this is something that I've started to do over the years as I've gotten more into holistic wellness and healing. And if you're a woman, one of the books that I love is Cooking for Hormone Balance by Magdalena Shalaki. She's wonderful. I'm going to have to bring her on the podcast at some point. She is an expert on supporting the body nutritionally, but she has this fabulous recipe book. All of the recipes are wonderful. And she has a whole section on supportive teas. Now, you might say, wait, what? I'm supposed to make my own tea blends here. I don't have time to do this. But what I found is that it's actually really fast to do because you can mix it in bulk. So I make myself a big batch of fresh teas like once a year. And I really don't have to do it more often than that. I put them in big mason jars and then I keep them in a drawer in my kitchen. So depending on what I'm experiencing on any given day, I select a supportive tea for that. So if I'm having PMS, I have a women's hormone balance, a women's cycle tea that I'll drink, and it has red raspberry leaf and vitex and hibiscus. It's really, really yummy. If I've been having a little bit too much sugar and I'm craving that and more carbs, I'll go for the sugar balance. And it's amazing. I mean, it works probably within a day to curb some of those cravings, and I start sleeping better and waking up with more energy. If I've been going out to eat a lot and I've been eating, you know, not my typical diet, I'll do like a liver detox tea before bed or in the morning. And it's simple, it's easy, but the key thing here is that it's accessible. And this for me is the foundation to making your home a sacred sanctuary and this healing sanctuary, is that all of these things, they have to feel really, really easy. They have to be very accessible for you. So when it comes to your kitchen and you think about all the ways in which you need support, whether that is energy, on the last episode I mentioned how I love to drink green juice in the morning as a replacement for coffee. Well, I have a juicer in my kitchen, and I used to think, oh, this is going to be such a pain in the butt. I don't want to have to juice every day. But then I got the right juicer, and it's really, really fast. And so I make sure to stock my fridge with fresh celery and cucumbers and limes, and I have mint in my garden. All the things that I like, they're really accessible. Because if it's not easy, we won't grab it. We won't do it. So it has to be really, really easy. So what we do is we actually have a farm box, a community-supported agriculture box delivered to our house every week from a local farm. So it's totally local, organic, sustainable, and easy. Easy is the key here, because we need easy. You know, we don't have room in our lives for hard and for draining. So whatever it is that you need to promote healing in your own home, that's what you need to make accessible to yourself. Because when we go out into social media, when we're interacting with others, our healing, our sustenance is not their priority. Even sometimes within the home, you know, it's not always the priority of our family members, because they have, you know, the things that are going on in their own lives, and they need us for support. And because we are called upon so much as the CEOs of our lives, not only to be the visionaries of our own life, but very often to be the visionaries of others, whether that's in our businesses, in our work, or as parents directing the lives of our children and supporting them, or helping out our spouses or friends, we're the only ones that have our own healing and support as our priority. And let's be real here, often it's not a priority because we have so many other things that are going on. So that's why when you come into your home, when you come into your sacred space, it really should feel like a sacred space, because if it doesn't, chances are there's something in your home that's actually draining you. And it might be very, very subtle. So let's talk about some other rooms and what you can do to make those little subtle shifts. Oh, the one other thing that I'll mention is, this might not be up everyone's alley, but I love to make fresh bone broth for myself. I'll buy like a whole chicken. I actually order meats from like a super organic grass-fed meat company that's a local ranch here in Texas, and I have them ship me meats like once a quarter. And so I'll get these whole chickens from them. You can do this from the regular grocery store as well. And I'll cook the chicken in my Instant Pot, which I love because it takes me 5 minutes to set up. Remember, we're all about easy and accessible here. And then we'll eat the meat, and I'll use the bones to make bone broth, which I can then use to make soups or just sip on, or I use it if I want to make like rice or something. And it just adds a lot of nutrition. So I have jars of herbs as well that I'll put into that bone broth. So I love to use things like kelp and reishi mushrooms, turmeric, just anything that can really amp up the nutritional content. Because again, anywhere that we can support our bodies, anywhere that we can make this very, very accessible, the more likely we are to do it. And we want to receive this support in our lives. So again, we have to make it easy. So for me, I order this stuff probably once a year, okay? I'm not talking like this is something that you have to do all the time. I order my healing things like once a year. I stick them in mason jars in a drawer in my kitchen, and then they're just ready to go. So when I make the bone broth, it takes 5 minutes to set up. It's really, really fast. So whether or not that's your jam, The idea is that we want to make it really, really accessible, and you want to start making these micro shifts in your home to make it this very intentional healing place, because you need that. Your home is where you come back to recharge, to sleep, to nourish yourself. So give yourself what you need to do that. Some other really simple ways to bump up the healing qualities of your home are essential oils. So I have diffusers in a few different rooms, and I like to use really high quality, organic, small batch crafted essential oils. And I use them for different purposes. So during flu season, I'll use one that's for immune support. If we're a little bit extra stressed, I use one that is promoting calm. If I've had a bunch of people in my home, I'll do one to purify the air in case there are viruses around. So easy. Again, it takes me 30 seconds to set this up. It's very, very simple and can really bump up the healing atmosphere of the home. I also like to use crystals in my home. So I use them as decor, but I also try to choose them for their energetic properties. So in my bedroom, I have lots of grounding crystals that promote sleep. I like to use hematite, which is very peaceful and calming. I use black tourmaline, which kind of helps to recycle any negative energy that's glommed onto me during the day. And in my office, I have crystals that are a little bit more targeted towards manifestation and focus and energy. And I'll kind of pull the ones that fit what I'm needing in the moment. But again, it's like having a toolkit that you can pull upon. So in the kitchen, it might be teas. In the main part of the house, it might be essential oils. If I have a specific need, I'll pull a particular crystal that feels supportive. But the idea is that over time, we're building this toolkit that we can start to bake into the structure of our home to ensure that it's really filled with the right energies to restore ourselves. Now, let's talk about beauty. Because even if you don't believe in the energetic properties of crystals, and that's totally fine, here's the thing. When we see beauty, we tend to feel more relaxed, more inspired. That changes the neurotransmitters that our brain releases. It releases calming hormones, the oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin, all of those yummy things that make us feel really wonderful. It's a great stress reliever. You know, think about the last time you went to a doctor's office. If you've ever been to an office where, you know, it's really dry, they don't have lovely artwork, it creates a certain energy in the space. Now, if you've been to more of a holistic practitioner's office, you might find they have a salt lamp in the waiting room or a piece of art that's a little more meditative, and it calms you without even realizing it. So something as simple as bringing fresh flowers into your home once in a while can really change the energy. Our brains actually like to see nature. They like to see green. This is how humans evolved. We were always in nature. Now that we live in these temperature regulated environments that are indoors, we don't get a lot of that. So even bringing some plants into your home can profoundly change the energy. They also clean the air. So there are lots of other benefits. We do things like air filters in our home as well, because the allergens in Texas tend to be pretty bad. If you live here, I'm sure you're familiar with cedar fever in January that afflicts so many. But the beauty piece is really key. And when you think about this, you can consider, what is it that I desire to evoke in my life? Now, some people will build altars to evoke a certain resonant frequency. And when I say altar, I don't mean something religious. I literally mean that you are creating a place of resonant beauty. So what is resonance? Resonance is when two things that have a similar frequency sound together. So when you think about a tuning fork, if you're a musician, you'll know that when you hit one tuning fork, if you hold another one near it, it will resonate at the same frequency. It will literally begin to make the same vibration, the same sound. And the same thing happens with color. These are all different types of energies, different frequencies. So when you build something like an altar, you can choose an intention. So for example, if you want to evoke sensuality in your bedroom, you might create an altar that has roses on it, an essential oil that has like maybe sandalwood in it or jasmine. That's a really good one. And you might choose a piece of art that has the goddess Aphrodite on it, or something else that looks very sensual. It could be a piece of abstract art that has beautiful curves that evoke sensuality for you. Now, when you see that altar, our brain, particularly the subconscious mind, it works in symbols. It doesn't actually work in words. This is often why when we have dreams, they don't really make sense to our conscious mind. You know, you might see a snake with wings. Well, your mind's not actually trying to tell you that you're going to see a snake with wings the next day. There's some sort of symbolic resonance there. For example, snakes in dreams actually often indicate either a toxic person, or ironically, if the snake bites you, it's often a sign of healing or medicine being delivered. That's why the snake is always one of the signs of Asclepius in the medical profession. So this is a very well-known symbol. This is how the subconscious mind works. So when we bring symbols into our home, whether it's through an altar or a piece of art, it evokes a certain sensation. It evokes a certain energy that we can begin to resonate with. So I love to build altars that are sort of focal points. You can do this to evoke the spring. If it's springtime, you can do this to support energy on a particular project. So for example, if I'm trying to really shake something up in my business, I'll use red and black and white. And these are the frequencies of Kali Ma in the divine feminine tradition. And she's the goddess of destruction and creation. And when you feel in, when you just visualize the colors of red and black and white, it kind of creates this sense of chaos. And that's what she's all about. She's all about tearing down the old so that you can create the new, which is often what we have to do if we're entrepreneurs. So let's talk now about the bathroom, because this is one of my favorite places to create some healing. And I love to take healing baths, and this is so, so easy. It's easy to swap your shower every now and then for a bath. And what you can do is you can use 2 cups of Epsom salt to 1 cup of baking soda, and you can put in the essential oils of your choice. And give me 1 second, my son, who I thought was asleep, is apparently not asleep. So let me just text my husband. I am recording a podcast. And this is life, folks. This is why we make our homes a healing sanctuary, because sometimes when we think we're going to be able to do one thing, we actually need to do another. And we need a little bit more energy for that. So the healing baths are beautiful because the Epsom salt helps with calm, it helps with detoxification, it has a lot of magnesium in it, which is one of the best things to promote sleep and relaxation. If you know anything about functional medicine or the physiology of the body, basically every cell in your body uses magnesium. So when we don't have enough, it can create a lot of stress. Also, if you're an athlete, if you work out a lot, magnesium Epsom salt is fabulous for muscle recovery. And if you're pregnant, it's actually one of the best things that you can do to get rid of those horrible leg cramps that you sometimes get at night. That's typically due to magnesium deficiency. It also helps with morning sickness as well. And the baking soda, if you're going to do a healing bath, that really amps up the detoxification. So if you've been on a plane, if you're sensitive at all to electrical energy, it's very grounding. It kind of regulates the electrical charge in your system, and it helps with detoxification, which we all need, especially when we're under stress. And you can soak in that as long as you want. Sweating is great for you. It helps with that detox. It also helps with relaxation. But again, it has to be accessible. You know, running that bath, taking that bath can't be like a luxury that's really hard to arrange. It needs to be something that's super, super easy. Otherwise, you won't do it. And I don't want to add anything to your schedule that doesn't feel super, super easy for you, because you've got enough on your plate, my love. I know that about you. So let's talk about the bedroom, because this is one of the most important places to create your sacred sanctuary, because this is the place of sleep and it's the place of love. And for sleep, we really don't want any distractions. And yet, you know, how many of us have cell phone chargers right next to our bed? Well, it's easy. You know, we want to look at our phones when we first wake up in the morning. We want to have a charger there if we're going to watch the iPad in bed. Now look, if you want to watch a Netflix show in bed, I'm not going to stop you. I do it too sometimes, especially if it's Bridgerton. which I love. I talked about this on the last podcast. It's like my latest little guilty pleasure. But the more clutter you can eliminate from your bedside, the clearer your mind is when it's time to go to sleep. So I try as much as possible to just keep a book on my nightstand and whatever crystal I'm working with. So right now I have rose quartz next to my bed, which is wonderful for love and relationships and all of those beautiful things. And then I usually have some sort of grounding crystal. I often, actually, this drives my husband crazy, but I often sleep with rocks in the bed. I'll bring like a nice chunk of hematite into bed, and it works for me. It grounds me. It may or may not work for you. So take this if it lands, leave it if it doesn't. You got to find what works for you. But for me, it improves sleep. I also keep essential oils in my nightstand, and I use like a sleep oil every night that I love and a circadian rhythm one to help with melatonin production. They make a really big difference for me. But again, we want as little clutter as possible near the bed because we want our minds calm for sleep. And remember, we have primal brains. So as evolved as we think we are, one of the most powerful parts of our brain is actually the limbic system. It's the lizard brain. It's the oldest part of our brain, the brain stem, if you're familiar with the anatomy. And you know, there are many animals and simple organisms in the world that only have a brain stem because it is primitive. This is the fight or flight, the survival part of the brain. Now, what does the limbic system look for? It looks for anomalies. And the more clutter we have around, the harder our brain has to work to find those anomalies. So literally being in a space of clutter creates a low-grade level of alertness that you may not even be aware of because it's not your conscious mind that's sorting through it. It's actually your subconscious mind, your limbic system. So I challenge you, just try clearing off your nightstand. You know, what if you didn't keep anything except for a lamp on there? Now, this is always an argument between me and my husband because he likes to have a lot of things accessible to him on his nightstand. He likes to have a journal, and he has this little device called a Remarkable, which is sort of like a digital notepad that he loves. And so he has a lot more stuff, and that works for him. So play with this. I challenge you to try reducing some of that clutter and see what happens. And most importantly, move your devices and your chargers away from the bed, because devices, that's the source of a lot of our information overload. And again, when we go into social media, there have been studies done around what happens physiologically when you open Facebook. Your heart rate typically goes up. Your brain starts to produce cortisol because it's getting ready to look for those anomalies. Your brain is literally priming itself to look for tigers. Now, there are no tigers on social media, but that's how our primal system reacts. And there's really nothing we can do about that. I mean, yes, you can do your meditation and your mindfulness, but it's still going to activate you in that way. So when it comes to your bedroom, the calmer of an environment you can create, the better. I know that many sleep experts recommend that you don't do anything except sleep and sex in the bedroom because that's what the bed is for. And anything that's a little bit more activating is going to impair both of those things. And so just noodle on that and see what lands for you. And remember, you don't have to do all of this at once. You can swap one thing. You can make yourself one tea or get a crystal. Or the next time you're at the grocery store, just pick up a bunch of fresh flowers and stick them in your kitchen. See what that shifts for you. Does your home feel more healing? If you run a diffuser when you walk into your house, when you come home from an outing or from being at work, do you feel a little bit more relaxed? Does your home feel a little bit more like a sanctuary? Now, for those entrepreneurs that are listening to the podcast, you might be saying, well, Rachel, what does this have to do with business? Like, you're a business and marketing strategist as well as a wisdom advisor with some of these more earth wisdom spiritual modalities. Well, remember, you're not just an entrepreneur. You're not just any one thing. You are a holistic person. You have a finite amount of energy, and anything you can do to charge your body, to charge your energy field, to create frequencies that you desire to resonate with rather than just going with whatever chaos is on social media or wherever you hang out, the stronger you're going to be, the more sustained you're going to feel, and the happier you'll be. I have one room in my house that I call my sanctuary. It's my office. It's where I'm recording this podcast. And I have a sauna in here, which we purchased a few years ago, which I love. It's beautiful for health. But when I walk into this room, I have a succulent garden. I have plants. I have my crystals. And I have a desk that I keep mostly open. I don't work with a big monitor in here because I want the room to feel very organic. And I don't even really allow my husband and my son to play around in here because they usually leave their stuff in here and it breaks the resonant frequency. So it's a very curated environment that's designed to be extremely healing. And guess what? I love working in here. I love journaling in here. I love meditating in here and it feels supportive. So if I need to have a good cry, if I want to start my morning at 6 a.m. and just be in my space and stretch, this is where I come. It's my healing place. So if you don't have at least one place in your home where you can come to have that good cry, where you can be when your energy is low and you need to be charged up, create one. You owe that to yourself. You deserve that, my love. And you need it, even if you haven't admitted it yet. You need it. We all need this type of healing and sustenance because we live in intense times. We live in an intense world. And if you're listening to this podcast, you are probably not, how do I say this, the least sensitive of people and the least ambitious. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you have big work that you want to do in the world, important work, whether that's as a parent or an entrepreneur or a leader in some other way. So you need big support from every angle you can possibly imagine, including your home and so many others, which we will explore in lots of depth on this podcast. So give that to yourself. You deserve it. And start small. Remember, with all of these things, it's making those little micro shifts that really profoundly add up over time. So the easiest one is like grab some Epsom salts and take a healing bath. Pick up some fresh flowers, put them in a vase, and add a little beauty to your home and see what that shifts for you. And over time, your home will become this healing sanctuary where you want to be, where you feel restful and at peace. And this is important because our energy only charges up when we feel at peace, when our body and mind is at rest. So my love, I hope this has inspired you to make some shifts towards beauty and peace in your own sacred sanctuary. Because whether it feels that way or not today, your home is just that, because it's where you are. It's an intentional place because you are an intentional being. So I'm sending you so, so much love. And now I'm running upstairs to tuck my child in who's still not asleep, because this is life, and then I'll be back downstairs to my sacred sanctuary. So I'm sending you so, so much love, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love, so thanks for being here.